Rambam Beitas talks about separating between milk and meat. So the first if he talks about if you eat meat first and you want to eat milk afterwards, what's the halacha? And the second if he talks about if you first eat cheese and afterwards you want to eat meat, what's the halacha? And then the third sif, he talks about what's called a tafshil shel basar, or a tafshil shel gvina, which means you're not eating the meat or the cheese itself, you're just eating something that was cooked together and it has a taste of it. So you're not eating the meat, unless you're eating a potato from the chalant. It was cooked with the meat, it has a taste of the meat. That's called, it has a tam of it. It is fleishig. If you would take that potato and you'd put cheese on it, it would become basar b'chalav. But in terms of the halacha, if you eat one first and then afterwards, if you eat that potato first and afterwards, you want to eat something else, you want to eat something milchigs, that's discussed in Sif Gimel. So, we're going to try to do Sif Aleph. I wanted to really do Sif Aleph and Beis today, but I don't know if we're going to have enough time in Shir now, but we'll just see what we could do. So, if you eat basar first and you want to eat milk afterwards, so that, you have to, for sure, you can't just straight away eat milk. For sure you have to do something. It's a machlokes in the Rishonim, what you have to do. Some Rishonim say you have to wait the time, because the Gemara says you have to wait misuda l'suda, from one meal to the next meal. You can't eat the basar and then have the gvina in that meal. You have to wait misuda l'suda, you have to wait till the next meal in order to have the gvina. But there's a machlokes what that means. So the Rambam, Rashi, other Rishonim, Taicha, that means you have to wait the time of the morning meal to the night meal, which that's usually 6 hours. So if you want to eat, if you first eat meat and then you want to eat milk, you have to wait between suda l'suda, which means nesuda's boiker, nesuda's erev, so you have to wait 6 hours. Other Rishonim learn, Tosfos Beker, that Tosfos learns that nesuda l'suda doesn't mean you have to wait as man's from the morning suda to the night, so you don't have to wait 6 hours. You have to bench. It's not to be in the same suda. It's supposed to be siluk ubeirach. You stop your meal, you finish, and you bench, and then you could have afterwards milchigs. You don't have to have the waiting period. And then there's also that something which is discussed in Gemara, which is called kinuach v'hadacha, which means washing out your mouth. Kinuach is eating something, wipe it out, and hadacha is to rinse it out by drinking something. So that's also discussed in the Gemara. And according to Tosfos, that discussion refers to when you're first eating meat and you want to eat cheese, so you have to do that. So Tosfos is not sure because it mentions both things. It mentions doing the kinuach hadacha, and it also mentions misuda l'suda, which at least he explains to mean that you don't have to wait, but you have to bench. So it's either you could do either one, or maybe you're not sure which one you have to do, maybe it's just a chumrah to bench, but either way, those are the things that are mentioned in the Gemara according to the Pirush of Tosfos of what you're required to do, or possibly required to do, if you first eat the meat. So first of all, and if we're going to accept both of them, so it will come out that first of all, you're not allowed to eat in the same suda, you have to bench first, and second of all, you're supposed to do kinuach v'hadacha, supposed to eat something, wipe out your mouth with that food, piece of bread, and you, so any pieces of meat that are still left in your mouth will be wiped out, or hadacha, and afterwards hadacha, to drink something and to rinse it down. So that's what you would do according to Tosfos, and this is all between meat and milk, meaning you're first eating the meat and then you want to come to eat the cheese. So now let's see it inside. What's the reason, first of all? So we said before, we paskin, how do we paskin? We said there's two shittas, right? There's some, many Rishonim say you have to wait 6 hours, and Tosfos and others hold that you just have to bench and do kinuach v'hadacha. How do we paskin? We paskin, the Mechaber says you have to wait 6 hours, and the Ramah says that me'ikir hadin, the halacha is like Tosfos, that you don't really have to. He quotes that opinion, that you really don't have to wait, you just have to bench and do kinuach v'hadacha. And then somehow he adds about waiting an hour. So he just like that he adds, we don't really know where that comes from, he's just adding it kind of on his own. So it's and then, but the Ramah says he does not. The Ramah does concede that it's good to be machmir and to wait 6 hours. So the, really the only nafkumina between the Mechaber and the Ramah is if you're waiting 6 hours mi'ikar adin, or it's just the chumrah as a minik. According to the Mechaber, you have to wait 6 hours, and according to Ramah, it's better to wait 6 hours. Mi'ikar adin, you just have to bench and wait an hour. Okay, so now let's see it inside. The Mechaber, Sif Aleph, Paskins, Achal Basar, first ate Basar, Afilu Shachai Liyoif, even if it's just chicken, Lo Yoichal Din Achrav, you're not allowed to eat cheese right afterwards, Atriyash Hashayish Shoyis, until you wait 6 hours. What's the reason why you have to wait the 6 hours? That's how they understood when the Gemara said, Misuda Lasuda, one meal to the next meal, it meant from the morning meal to the night meal. If you eat the morning meal, from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, and you eat the night meal at 6 o'clock, so it's 6 hours in between. What's the reason why the Chacham, and if you learn this way that you have to wait, what's the reason why they made you wait? It's obviously not real basar b'chalav. Real basar b'chalav is that it's mixed together. It's cooked together. But here they're making you wait. Why make it? If you want to say that you shouldn't eat it together because you might come to eat it together when it's cooked together, fine, I understand. They made a nisa d'rabban. What's this requirement to wait? So, the Rishonim gave different reasons. The Rambam said you have to wait because there might be pieces of meat stuck in between your teeth. Basar shebein hashinayim. So if you're going to be a little... Oh, we'll see in a second. So if there's going to be little pieces of meat stuck in your teeth, and then you're going to be eating cheese, so then it will taka be that you're mixing the meat and the cheese together in your mouth. Those little pieces of meat that are stuck in your teeth, plus the cheese that you're eating now, 2 hours later, that's going to mix together, and that's going to be basar b'chalav. True, it's not basar b'chalav d'oraisa, it's not being cooked together, but that is the extension of the issur d'rabbanan of eating the meat and the cheese together, even if it's not cooked together. So the extension of that is even that you can't mix the cheese together with the little pieces of meat that are stuck in your teeth. If this is the reason, why can't you just floss afterwards? He's worried you're not going to do such a good job in flossing. So what does it help to wait 6 hours if there's a piece of meat in your teeth? So technically, it could be there for longer than 6 hours. If you don't brush your teeth at night or whatever it is, and then you wake up the next morning, it could still be there in your teeth. So what's the point? Because he says, if it's there for longer than 6 hours, it's already gets digested from the saliva, from the digestion already starts to happen in your mouth. That's like the first step. The saliva that touches your food, that's the first step. So he says that once it's sitting in your mouth already for 6 hours, it's not called basar anymore. So even if it's going to stay in your teeth for longer than 6 hours, after 6 hours already, once you eat the cheese, it's allowed to mix. It's not mixing. The cheese is not mixing with any meat. Those pieces already are not considered meat anymore. So according to the Rambam, it comes out like this, that within 6 hours, we don't let you floss even because we're worried you're not going to do a good job. After 6 hours, there's no need to floss because it's not considered basar anymore. Also, what comes out according to this is that you don't have to necessarily swallow the piece of meat. As long as you're chewing it, it already could get stuck in your teeth and you would have to wait 6 hours, even if you didn't swallow it down. Let's say if you're chewing a piece of fat or something which is not, even if you're eating it, but if it's a piece of fat, something that's not piecey, something that doesn't have the little like the pieces of meat that get stuck in your teeth, then you wouldn't have to wait, point to this reason. This reason has to do with getting stuck in the teeth. Rashi gives a different reason. Rashi explains that when you swallow the meat, so there's a certain taste, it's nimshach in your throat, in the base of liya, And it's where the Chachamim were concerned that we're going to eat the cheese is going to mix with that tam of basar that's still lingering in your throat, and that was the extension of the gzeira of combining them together. That you shouldn't even combine the cheese with that taste of the meat that's lingering in your throat. That's how Rashi learned. So according to Rashi, first of all, it only applies when you're swallowing it down. That's when it's going to stay. The taste is going to stay in your throat. Apparently, the taste is like in the back of the throat, kind of where you're swallowing. So it's only if you swallow it. Mashengin, if you just chew it up, loyis latinik, even if a piece is going to get stuck in your teeth, what are we going to tell you to do? Stuck in your teeth, take it out. If you feel that it's stuck in your tooth, then you just take it out and that's it. Loyis means to chew. As long as you didn't swallow, you don't have to wait. But let's say there's you ate a piece of meat, and you waited 6 hours, so the taste that's in your throat is gone. But then you feel there's a little piece of chicken still stuck. There's a little piece still stuck in your tooth, in between your teeth. According to Rashi, you can't just eat the cheese now. You're going to be mixing. You have to take it out. According to the Rambam, once 6 hours passed, it's not considered meat anymore. Rashi, we don't have. That wasn't what the 6 hours were for. The 6 hours was for the taste. So we don't have no indication that once 6 hours passed, whatever meat is still in your teeth is not considered meat. Maybe it is considered meat. So you have to take it out. So the mice, so you see there's the two reasons, and there's a lot of nafkaminis between the reasons. Let's say Rashi, according to Rashi, if you eat like fats, something like which is not PC, it's not shaykh to get stuck in your teeth, it doesn't make a difference. You still have to wait because it's the taste that's getting, that's lingering in your throat, that's causing the problem. So lamaisa or machmer like both reasons. So you'll have to wait as long as any of the reasons are applicable. So if you chew a piece of meat and you don't swallow it, you have to wait because of the Rambam's reason. If you find a piece of meat stuck in your teeth after 6 hours, you have to take it out because maybe Rashi's correct that the whole reason was the 6 hours only helps for the taste that's in your throat. But if there's actually a piece that stayed in your mouth, you have to take it out. So we're choishish for both reasons. And that's what he continues in the Shulchan Aruch. V'afilo im shok ashir, even if you waited the 6 hours, im yesh basar bein ha-shinayim, if you feel that there is basar in your teeth, this means that you feel that there's basar. You don't have to be concerned that there's going to be basar in your teeth after you waited already 6 hours. But if your taka happened to feel that there's still a piece of basar stuck in between your teeth, tzarech lasir, you have to remove it. Because we're concerned for who? We're concerned for Rashi's reason, that the 6 hours is only helping for the taste. That makes the taste go away. But the meat, if it's still there, it's still considered meat. V'haloy is latina. On the other hand, if you chew a piece of meat for a child, it means you don't want to eat from it. You just want to chew it so it's easier for him to eat. According to Rashi's reason, since you didn't swallow it, so there's no taste that's going to linger in your throat. So you wouldn't have to wait at all. Nevertheless, he says, sarach lamtin, you have to wait. Lachosh for the reason of the Rambam, that we're worried that it's going to get stuck in your teeth. And he's concerned that we don't say floss and then you'll be okay. We're worried maybe you're not going to do such a good job with the flossing. So that is the basic halacha. So we paskin, chaber paskins, eat the meat, you have to wait 6 hours. Now we're going to see inside, in the Henshach of the Ramah, where he's going to quote that other opinion that you don't have to wait even after meat. So first let's see. First he continues going along with his shita. So going along with the shita that says you have to wait 6 hours. And he says as follows. So you waited 6 hours. You waited 6 hours and afterwards you found a piece of meat that was stuck in between your teeth. Like it says in the Mechaber that you're mechuyev to take it out. So you did take it out. Now you could straight away eat the milchiks, you just took out a piece of meat from your mouth, and we're choishish for the Rambam, we're choishish for Rashi that this is still considered meat. So therefore he says, you can't just take it out, that's not enough. Tzarech ladiach piv koidim sheyechol vin, you have to rinse your mouth before you eat the cheese. But that's only if you found the piece of meat after the 6 hours. If you didn't find the piece of meat after 6 hours, so you're not mechuyev to rinse your mouth after 6 hours before you eat the cheese. You wait till 6 hours, that's okay. If you found a piece of meat, so and we're choishes for the shita that it's still considered meat, so and you just took it out of your mouth, so now you have to rinse it out.
There's been that opinion of the Ran.
By the way, when he says over here to rinse your mouth, he's using, at least Shach explains that the halacha is that you would have to do both. Kinuach and hadacha, both things. You have to eat something to wipe out your mouth and to drink something to rinse it down. So even though he uses just the lashon of rinsing, but he means to include both. So if you find it in your teeth and you take it out after 6 hours, you have to take it out. That's what the Mechaber says. The Ramah adds, not necessarily the Machloikas, he's just adding to it. The Ramah adds that after you take it out, you still have to do kinuach v'hadacha. You know, he just says hadacha, but he means to include kinuach and hadacha. Now, that is all the opinion of one group of Rishonim that says, when it says, misuda l'suda, from meal to meal, it means morning meal to night meal, which means you have to wait 6 hours. And we had a machlokes, what's the reason for the 6 hours? And we had the nafkiminis, and we know how we paskin, that we take on the chumras of both reasons. The Yeshayimim says the Ramah, Toisvus holds, the Ein Srichin Lahamtin Shei Shois. There's no requirement to wait 6 hours. Rak miyadim silik ubeirach. As soon as you finished your meal, silik means you finished it. Ubeirach, and you benched brechas hamazon. And the same thing, by the way, doesn't mean if you washed and you benched. If you made a shahakal and you ate meat, so your bar nefashis is your benching, right? So if you made a bracha achreina, mutar al yedei kinuach madacha. Then you could straight away eat. You don't have to wait anything. Just after you made a bracha achreina, you do kinuach v'hadocha. Eat something to wipe it out, and then you drink something to rinse it down, and then you could eat straight away gvina. This is, by the way, even after basar behema, this even after pure meat, this shita holds that you're not required to wait. You're just required to bench and do kinuach v'hadocha. That is the lenient opinion. What's the minik, says the Ramah? V'aminik ha'poshet v'mdines elu. In our areas, in Ashkenaz, where the Ramah was, the minig is lahamtin achar achilas baser shoachas. You have to wait 1 hour. 1 hour? There's no such opinion in the Rishonim that it says you have to wait 1 hour. Either you taich mesudah l'suda means morning to night, which means 6 hours, or you taich it means benching. Where does the 1 hour come in from? So the Tassas have no idea where the 1 hour came in from. Yeah? It must be that it's just an additional chumrah. Meaning, really, we're relying on the opinion that says that the ikar thing you did was that suda l'suda means benching and kinuach v'hadocha, and you don't have to wait at all. And he's just moisef a chumrah on his own to wait an hour. It could be, by the way, that this chumrah comes from the Zohar. It's quoted a little bit later. The Zohar says you're not supposed to eat it in the same time, shaita chada, the same hour. So it could be that that comes is based on that a little bit. Because the 6 hours comes from the Pirush in the Gemara Suda Cheres. But even if you hold that Suda Cheres is just the means after benching, but you could still be concerned for the Zohar that you're not supposed to eat it in the same time, in the same hour. But Agapanim, there is this. The hour is not coming from the Gemara. That's clear. Okay? It's just an additional Chumrah. That is the minig that the Ramah quotes. Afal Pikein, he finishes off, that obviously it's better to, he finishes off in the end of the Ramah, V'yesh medaktin lahamtin sheishois achar chilas basar l'gvina. The medaktikin, the mahadrim, the mitzvahs, people that are careful, they wait 6 hours. V'chein nochen lasis, that's the correct thing to do. So even the Ramah concedes that the proper thing to do is, the Ramah waited 6 hours, he didn't just wait 1 hour. But he says the minig by him, in their place, was to wait 1 hour. And it's following the way the Shachat has explained that it's following the lenient opinion that he just quoted that you don't have to wait at all, and then he's just adding a chumrah to wait the 1 hour. Miu, the Ramah continues. Me'ain you wait an hour, tzrichim levarach gamkin birkas hamazin achar habasar. You have to bench. You can't eat it in the same suda. You can't eat basar, then schmooze for an hour, and then eat the milchig ice cream. You can't do that, even though you waited an hour. Because the ikar thing was what? Mesuda l'suda means you have to bench. That was the Gemara's requirement. The Gemara's requirement was you had to bench, right? So this that we're saying you have to wait an hour, that was we're adding a chumrah. So that the chumrah that we're adding to wait an hour can take away the ikar requirement, the minimum requirement, which is what? To make a bracha achreina. That's what the Ramah right away clarifies. Me tzrichim levarach gam kim birchas hamazin achar basi. For sure, I have to make a bracha achreina on the meat. The oz have a kesuda acheres. That's the minimum requirement that the Gemara says a different suda. The mutter lechol de ramakilim, which then it would be permitted to eat according to the lenient opinion, according to Tosis' opinion. So that you for sure have to do to make the brachas hamazin. We're just being moisiv. You also have to wait the hour. But without benching, the 1 hour wait doesn't help. And by the way, it works the other way around too. The 6 hour wait also doesn't help without benching. Means even if you, let's say you start the meal, Shabbos meal, whatever, Yontif meal, you start at 1 o'clock, and you eat the meat part of the meal, and then you just continue for bringing, you bring out pretzels and mashke, and you continue for bringing till Matzah Yontif, whatever it is, you can't in the same meal have milchiks, even if you waited 6 hours. For sure you have to bench. Can't be the same meal. So what with this that the Ramah is saying that for the 1 hour wait doesn't help, that doesn't allow you to eat it in the same meal, for sure you have to bench first. This also goes even for the 6 hour wait, also doesn't help without the benching. If you forgot the bench and already passed the time and you're no longer able to, so it doesn't mean it's also for you to eat milchiks forever now. It means if it's in the same meal, you're sitting at the table eating the same meal, you just stopped eating your fleishig part. And by the way, I should have clarified this earlier. The Paiskim say, la halacha, it goes not when you finish the meal. There's a svar to suggest that the 6 hours, when does the 6 hours or the 1 hour start? It starts after you finish the meal, after you bench, or after you finish eating the meat. So it goes, that's how we pass it. It goes after you finish eating the meat. Okay? But you still have to bench. So the benching could come if you bench 2 hours later, so then you have to wait 4 hours after bench. But in between there, you have to bench.
What are we saying now? The opposite?
And that's what he clarifies right away. He says, "V'ein chiluk im himtin shah koinim berchas amazin achar kach." It doesn't make a difference if you waited the hour before benching or after benching, but you have to bench. Waiting an hour is not enough. V'im matza basar bein shinav achar shah. If you waited an hour and you found basar in your teeth, tzarach lanak nirasir, you have to take it out. And also do kinuach v'adacha. Just the same way we said, even if you waited 6 hours, you have to take it out of your mouth, if you found it. Certainly, if you only waited 1 hour, if you found the basar ben yishinayim, you have to take it out and do kinuach v'adacha. So it's a davar, really, it's a davar hapashit, but he's just saying it over to make sure the din is clear. So fine. So the Ramah clarified for us that for sure, you have to bench, because that's what it means, Masud Losud. That's the minimum requirement. But what did we say before? In the Hakdama, we said that opinion of Tosfos holds that you don't have to wait, you just have to bench. And there was also a different, something else that was mentioned in the Gemara called Kinuach V'Adacha. According to Tosfos, that was going on a case that you ate meat and afterwards you want to eat cheese. According to other Rishonim, that if you first ate meat and afterwards you want to eat cheese, you have to wait 6 hours. So there's no requirement of doing kinuach v'hadacha, unless you found a piece of meat in your teeth. But, so when the Gemara spoke about kinuach v'hadacha, it was referring to a different case. It was referring to when you first ate cheese and now you want to eat meat. Okay? But according to Tosfos, if you first ate cheese and then you want to go eat meat, you don't have to do anything. When the Gemara said kinuach v'hadacha, it was talking about when you first ate the meat. So the Gemara actually said two things. It said, if you first ate the meat and you want to eat the cheese, number one, bench. Number two, kinuach v'hadacha. So the Taz says, after the Ramah taught us that there's a minhag to wait an hour, the same way the Ramah clarified that hour can take away from the minimum requirement, which is benching, it also cannot take away from the other minimum requirement, which is what? Doing kinuach v'hadacha. So the hour wait cannot help you, the same way it cannot help you to take away the minimum requirement of benching, it cannot help you to take away the other minimum requirement of washing out your teeth. So therefore, washing out your mouth. So therefore, the task says, even if you want to follow this minhag of waiting 1 hour, you still have to do both requirements that we said before, which was what? Benching and kinuach v'hadacha. Right? Because when Ramah quoted the lenient opinion, what was the lenient opinion? You don't have to wait 6 hours, but what do you have to do? Benching and kinuach v'hadacha. So this that he adds afterwards, and the minig is also to wait an hour, it's also on top of both of those two things. Not just on top of the benching, which the Ramah spoke about clearly, but it's also on top of the kinuach v'hadacha. That is the Taz's opinion. But if you look in the Shach says that if you waited the hour, you don't have to do kinuach v'hadacha. So the waiting the hour, the same way the 6 hour wait takes away any requirement of doing kinuach v'hadacha. Once you waited 6 hours, we're not worried that you have to wipe out your mouth. So this opinion would say that waiting the 1 hour also takes away the requirements. Even though if you don't want to wait at all, so the requirement was what? Two things, it was benching and doing kinuach v'hadacha. But once we're adding the chumrah of waiting an hour, that does, it can't take away the requirement of benching, but it could take away the requirement of doing kinuach v'adach, and that's the opinion of the shach. Okay? So l'maisa, if you want to follow that lenient opinion, so you for sure have to, of waiting an hour, so you for sure have to bench in between the meat and the cheese, and the minig is to wait an hour. Whether or not you also have to do kinuach v'adach is pashut ha'machloek between the taz and the shach. The taz says you do, because that was the other minimum requirement, and the hour could just be moisif on the minimum requirement. And the shach says, no, once you were moisif that hour, although it cannot take away from the benching requirement, it could take away, and it does take away from the kinuach v'adach requirement. We wait 6 hours between the meat and the cheese, right? So it's not really so relevant, because according to the opinion that we wait 6 hours, for sure we don't have to do kinuach v'adach, unless we found the meat in our teeth. But this shach is still relevant for the other way around, if you do first cheese and then meat. Because we paskin that if you do first cheese and then meat, so we're going to learn in the Shulchan Aruch, it says if you do first cheese and then meat, you for sure don't have to wait. Yeah? Unless it's hard cheese, that we'll already learn next time. So you for sure don't have to wait. But you do have to do kinuach v'adacha. So we're going to apply that. But our minig is, that's what Shulchan Aruch says, you don't have to wait, you just have to do kinuach v'adacha. Our minig is to wait an hour between milk and cheese. L'poyo mamish, our minig is to wait l'babish. We wait an hour between milk and meat, right? So the question is, do we still have to do kinuach v'adacha? That probably depends on this machloek yishach and taz. The minimum requirement in Shulchan Aruch is what? Kinuach v'adacha. We're machmer to wait an hour, right? So could that waiting an hour take away the minimum requirement? That was the machlokes between the shach and the taz. The taz says it can't, and the shach says it doesn't take away the requirement of benching, but it takes away. It does take away the need for kinuach v'adacha. So there's a letter from the Rebbe that says that according to our minug, that we wait an hour between the cheese and the meat, we can follow the shach that we don't have to do kinuach v'adacha. The shach was talking about it. The lenient opinion between meat and cheese. But we're going to apply that to the strict opinion between cheese and meat. We'll have to stop here because they're giving shear now.